enjoy what you're feeling in the presence of God tonight.
¿Cuántos agradecen lo que sienten esta noche?
I am walking in the blessing of God.
Yo estoy caminando en las bendiciones de Dios.
And feasting at his table.
Y estoy comiendo en su mesa.
In wonderful fellowship and relationship with him.
En convivio maravilloso con él.
I am enjoying every component of living for God.
Estoy disfrutando cada parte de servir a Dios.
I'm loving being a part of the people of God.
Yo amo siendo parte del pueblo de Dios.
And experiencing revival.
Y sintiendo el avivamiento.
How many of you are thankful for the four that received the Holy Ghost and the two that were baptized on Saturday and Sunday?
¿Cuántos están agradecidos por los cuatro que recibieron el Espíritu el domingo?
Good things happening all over the house.
Buenas cosas sucediendo en la casa.
We are thankful to have baby Cohen with us tonight.
Estamos agradecidos teniendo al bebé Cohen esta noche.
We are celebrating with Justin and Kara.
Estamos celebrando con Justin y Kara.
And baby, I believe it's Aaron.
Y bebé Aaron.
Sister Angela has her baby here tonight.
La hermana Angela tiene a su bebé aquí.
We are celebrating with her as well.
Y estamos celebrando con ella también.
And the Lord added daily to the church.
Y el Señor agregó diario a la iglesia.
Praise God. We are coming off of an absolutely wonderful weekend of the play that we hosted here on Easter Sunday. And on Saturday, and it was just an incredible time of fellowship, a very moving and evocative presentation of the life and the death and the burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I believe that we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 600 people here on Sunday. The lights were out, and so we weren't able to get a really good count, but every time we push against those thresholds, those natural thresholds, it does something in the spirit. Praise God. And we are really, really just enjoying everything that God is doing. We are so thankful for the church family, specifically Sister Gina, for doing the wonderful work of putting that presentation together. As is the case with any special event that we do around the church,
y como es el caso con cada evento que hacemos en la iglesia,
when we are putting something like that together,
cuando estamos juntando un algo así como eso,
on the front end it just looks like work.
En el principio se mira como trabajo.
And there's a lot of stress and strain associated with it.
Y hay mucho estrés y esfuerzo asociado con eso.
But there are those beautiful moments when all of the details come together.
Pero hay un momento precioso donde todos los detalles se juntan.
And we watch our guest come into the house of God and the tears begin to flow.
Y miramos los visitantes que entran y las lágrimas empiezan a suceder.
They come down to the altar and have a transformative experience in the Holy Ghost.
Al altar y tienen una experiencia que cambia sus vidas.
And all of it is worthwhile in that moment.
Y todo eso vale la pena en ese momento.
Praise God, and I'm very thankful for all of the work that went into that presentation.
Y yo aprecio mucho todo el esfuerzo que se metió en esa presentación.
Every single team in the church was involved for weeks at a time.
Cada equipo en la iglesia fue involucrado por semanas en temporadas, en
and
tiempo.
If I stopped and started trying to mention all of the names,
si paro y quiero darle nombre a cada persona involucrada,
I would leave some people out.
Dejaría unas personas afuera.
So maybe we'll have a member of the crew talk on Sunday about who all was involved.
So tal vez atenderemos una presentación el domingo de lo que sucedió.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
All right, 1 Kings chapter 20 is where we're going to be tonight.
Primera de Reyes 20.
And Bishop Sutton sends his regards.
El obispo les manda saludos.
He is landing in San Francisco tonight.
Está aterrizando en San Francisco esta noche.
He will be preaching this weekend for Brother Ari Prado.
Va a predicar este fin de semana para el hermano Ari Prado.
And we are very glad that he is able to do that.
Y estamos contentos que él puede hacer eso.
He has been on every Tuesday night of this month so far.
Él ha estado cada martes en la noche de este mes.
At Coleman Cornerstone Revival Center with Brother Jeremy Wilbanks.
En la iglesia de Coleman con el hermano Jeremy Wilbanks.
And he is doing a Bible study presentation.
Y él está haciendo una presentación de estudios bíblicos.
But of course you know him. They have people getting baptized and getting the Holy Ghost.
Pero si saben al obispo, la gente se estaba bautizando allá.
Talking about Bible studies.
Hablando de estudios bíblicos.
So if you get the chance, if you're free on a Tuesday night, you can drive an hour up the road and be in service there.
So si tienes la oportunidad un martes puedes ir con el servicio para allá.
So many wonderful things happening around the house of God.
Hay muchas cosas bonitas sucediendo en la casa de Dios.
It's a busy place, but it's a lot of fun.
Es un lugar muy ocupado, pero es muy divertido.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
1 Kings chapter 20, beginning in verse 1.
Primera Reyes 20, pensando en el versículo 1.
And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, gathered all his hosts together. And there were 32 kings with him, and horses and chariots. And he went up and besieged Samaria and warred against it. And he sent messengers to Ahab, king of Israel, into the city and said unto him, Thus saith Ben-Hadad, Thy silver and thy gold is mine, thy wives also and thy children, even the goodliest are mine. And the king of Israel answered and said, My lord, O king, according to thy saying, I am thine and all that I have. I don't know how many here would respond in this way. Somebody just told you, hey, I'm coming to your house, I'm taking your wife and your kids. And
le acaba de decir él que va a venir y quitarte tus cosas, tu esposa y tu familia.
Your possessions.
Las cosas que tú tienes.
And the messenger came again and said, Thus speaketh Ben-Hadad, saying, You know, although I sent unto thee, saying, Thou shalt deliver me the silver and the gold and your wives and your children, yet I will send my servants unto thee tomorrow about this time, and they shall search your house and the houses of thy servants, and it shall be that whatsoever is pleasant in thine eyes, everything that you appreciate, everything that you enjoy, they shall put it in their hand and take it away. Then the king of Israel called all the elders of the land and said, Mark, I pray you, and see how this man seeketh mischief. For he sent unto me for my wives and for my children and for my silver and for my gold. And I denied him not. And all the elders and all the people said unto him, Hearken not unto him, nor consent. Wherefore he said unto the messengers of Ben-Hadad, Tell my lord the king all that thou didst send for to thy servant at the first I will do, but this thing I may not do. Tells you a lot about what he really values.
Esto te dice mucho de lo que evaluaba ese rey.
And the messengers departed and brought him word again, and Ben-Hadad sent unto him and said, The gods do so unto me, and more also, if the dust of Samaria shall suffice for hands full, for all the people that follow me. And the king of Israel answered and said, Tell him, let not him that girdeth on his harness boast himself as he that putteth it off. Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments.
Quiero predicar por unos momentos
on this subject.
Sobre este tema.
Going out.
Saliendo.
And coming in again.
Y entrando de nuevo.
Going out and coming in again.
Saliendo y entrando de nuevo.
If you love the word of God, why don't you put your Bible down and lift up your voice and give God a shout of praise?
Si tú amas la palabra de Dios, ¿por qué no la pones
God,
a un lado y alabas
you,
a Dios?
We praise you, we magnify you, Jesus.
Dios, te alabamos, te exaltamos, te
we
magnificamos.
Thank you for your word, oh God.
Gracias por tu palabra, oh Dios.
Let it do a great work in this house, oh Lord.
Que haga una obra muy grande en esta casa.
And we'll praise you for it in advance. Praise God. God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight.
Dios los bendiga, se pueden sentar.
The principle that we are going to discuss tonight is really quite simple.
El principio que vamos a hablar esta noche es muy simple.
Look at somebody next to you and tell them, don't let the one who starts the fight
mira a tu vecino y dile, no dejes que el que empiece la batalla
brag like the one who finishes the fight.
Que se ponga a presumir como que el que termina la pelea.
Anybody ever felt that in your spirit before?
¿Alguien ha sentido eso en su espíritu?
Anybody ever been bullied in school?
¿Alguien ha sido molestado en la escuela?
Been pushed around?
¿Y lo empujaron?
Had somebody badgering you?
¿Y tenías alguien molestándote?
Maybe you're a quiet kid.
Tal vez era un niño calladito.
Somebody just kept running their mouth.
Y alguien hablaba mucho de ti.
The devil's got a lot of talk.
El diablo habla mucho.
He's got plans.
El diablo tiene planes.
He likes to run his mouth.
Él le gusta hablar mucho.
This presentation tonight.
Esta presentación esta noche.
Is going to be about starting what you finish.
Va a empezar de terminar lo que empezaste.
It's going to be about finishing what you start.
Es de terminar lo que empezaste.
It's about not just being a talker.
Es de no solamente ser un hablador.
But being a doer.
Pero ser un hacedor.
Not just being a starter, but being a finisher.
No solo un comenzador, pero alguien que termina.
There's something in us when we talk.
Hay algo adentro de nosotros cuando hablamos.
It makes us feel good.
Nos hace sentir bien.
It makes us feel like maybe that the work is already done.
Nos hace sentir como que si la obra ya está hecha.
But there's something about learning to find validation.
Pero hay algo de aprender de ser validado.
In completing the task.
En terminando la obra.
I saw Sister Gina this week.
Yo miré a la hermana Gina esta semana.
On a random off night.
En una noche nomás cualquiera.
After the lights were out.
Después que las luces se apagaron.
And the play was over.
Y el drama ya se había acabado.
And everyone had been dismissed.
Y todos ya se habían ido.
Up here all by herself.
Estaba aquí ella sola.
Up on the stage.
En la plataforma.
Vacuuming.
Espirando.
You say, what does that have to do with the presentation, with the play?
Dices, ¿qué tiene que ver eso con la drama o la presentación?
It's about the affirmation.
Es de la afirmación.
Of knowing that I own this.
De sabiendo que eres el dueño.
That I'm invested in this.
Que estoy invertido en esto.
That I have skin in the game.
Que estoy bien invertido en esto.
It's not about depending on other people to pat me on the back.
No se trata de depender de los demás que me den apoyo.
And tell me how good of a job that I've done.
Y que me digan que ha hecho buenas cosas.
As a matter of fact,
y sin embargo,
more than likely nobody's going to even see the extra effort.
Hay personas que ni siquiera van a ver el extra esfuerzo.
It's about being a doer.
Se trata de ser un hacedor.
About being a finisher.
De ser alguien que termina.
It's about finding validation.
Es de agarrar afirmación.
In being the one walking through the building.
En siendo el que camina por el edificio.
After the service is already over.
Después que el servicio ya se terminó.
And you see a piece of paper laying on the ground.
Y miras un pedazo de papel en el piso.
Tissues laying across the altar.
El papel en el altar.
Maybe a random light left on.
Tal vez una luz prendida.
And you find intrinsic motivation.
Y encuentras motivación adentro.
In picking up the tissue.
En levantando esa basura.
In turning off the light.
En apagando esa luz.
There's something in a finisher.
Hay algo adentro que alguien que termina.
That finds satisfaction.
Que encuentra satisfacción.
In closing and locking the door.
En cerrando y laqueando la puerta.
Can I tell somebody tonight?
Le puedo decir a alguien esta noche.
You don't need to make a deal with the devil.
No tienes que hacer un trato con el diablo.
The devil doesn't just want the small portion that he's negotiating with you over.
El diablo no solamente quiere la porción pequeña que tienes.
He doesn't care how much you talk.
No importa cuánto hablas.
He doesn't care how big your dream is.
A él no le importa qué tan grande tu sueño
es. He doesn't care how big your vision is.
A él no le importa qué tan grande es tu visión.
Your visions and dreams and aspirations and goals.
Tus visiones, tus sueños, tus metas.
I'm not downplaying any of that tonight.
Yo no estoy poniendo en menos las visiones y todo eso.
But I want you to understand.
Pero yo quiero que entiendan.
That your enemy gets a vote.
Que tu enemigo tiene un voto.
He gets a say in how all of this plays out.
Él tiene algo que decir en tu curso.
And he's been doing what he's doing for a long time.
Y él ha hecho lo que él ha hecho por mucho tiempo.
He's going to be here after you are gone.
El diablo va a estar aquí cuando nosotros ya no estemos.
If God tarries, he's going to be here after I am gone.
Si Dios se tarda, va a estar aquí después que yo ya no esté aquí.
And he's going to be in this to the very end.
Y él va a estar aquí hasta el final.
So there has to be something on the inside of you.
So tiene que haber algo adentro de ti.
That is not just motivated about the talk.
Que no solamente es motivado por hablar.
That's not just motivated about the conversation.
Que no solo está motivado por la conversación.
That's not just motivated about a vow made in an altar before God.
Que no solamente está motivado por una promesa hecha en el altar.
But there has to be something down on the inside of you.
Pero tiene que haber algo adentro profundo de ti.
That says I'm going to be here when the dust settles.
Que dice yo voy a estar aquí cuando ya todo es hecho.
I'm going to be here at the very end of the conversation.
Voy a estar aquí al final de la conversación.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Ahab in this story was very fortunate.
Acab en esta historia tenía mucha fortuna.
That God was hacked off at his adversary.
Que Dios estaba enojado con su adversario.
And so as the conversation plays out,
y cuando la conversación está sucediendo,
Ben-Hadad hears the message that comes back to him from Ahab.
Ben-Hadad escucha el mensaje que el rey Acab le manda.
And he's surrounded by all of these kings that he is in league with.
Y está rodeado con todos los reyes que tiene alianza con él.
And he's drinking, he's getting drunk, he's having a party.
Y está tomando, está borracho, tiene una fiesta.
And he says to his servants,
y le dice a sus siervos,
set yourself in array.
Pónganse listos.
And they set themselves in array against the city.
Y se prepararon contra la ciudad.
And behold, there came a prophet unto Ahab, king of Israel.
Y vino una profeta al rey Acab,
saying, thus saith the Lord.
Y dijo, así dice el Señor.
Have you seen all this great multitude?
¿Han visto esta gran multitud?
Behold, I will deliver it into your hand this day.
Miren, este día te los entregaré.
And you shall know that I am the Lord.
Y ustedes sabrán que yo soy el Señor.
And Ahab said, by whom?
Y Acab dice, ¿por quién?
And he said, thus saith the Lord.
Así dice el Señor.
Even by the young men of the princes of the provinces.
Hasta por los jóvenes de los principios.
He tells Ahab, I've given you young men.
Él le dice a Acab, te ha dado jóvenes.
That they're not just talkers.
Que no solamente son habladores.
But they're fighters.
Pero son peleadores.
They're not just people who get puffed up in a moment.
No solo son personas que se emocionan en un momento.
So then Ahab asks the question.
So Acab hace la pregunta.
He says, who is going to order the battle?
¿Y quién va a organizar esta batalla?
And the prophet answered him.
Y el profeta le respondió,
thou,
usted,
you're going to order the battle.
Tú vas a ordenar la batalla.
You're going to set things in order.
Tú los vas a organizar.
God was telling Ahab,
Dios le estaba diciendo a Acab,
there are some battles,
que hay unas batallas,
that you're going to have to stand on the battlefield.
Que tú te vas a tener que parar en la batalla.
There are some battles,
hay unas batallas,
that you're going to have skin in the game.
Que tú vas a tener que estar invertido.
There are some battles,
hay unas batallas,
that you're not just going to send other people to fight without you.
Que no solamente vas a mandar otros a pelear.
But you're going to lead these young men into battle.
Pero tú vas a guiar estos jóvenes a la batalla.
It's not about talk,
no se trata de hablar,
but it's about action.
Pero es de la acción.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So he numbered the young men of the princes of the provinces.
Él contó a los jóvenes de los príncipes.
And they were 232.
Y eran 232.
Then he numbered the people, all the children of Israel.
Luego contó el pueblo, todos los hijos de Israel.
And they were 7,000.
Y habían 7,000.
And they went out at noon.
Y salieron a mediodía.
But Ben-Hadad was drinking himself drunk in the pavilion.
Pero Ben-Hadad estaba tomando borracho.
He and all the kings that are with him.
Él y todos los reyes con ellos.
The 32 kings that helped him.
Los 32 reyes que lo estaban ayudando.
And the young men of the princes of the provinces went out first.
Y los jóvenes de esa batalla fueron primero.
And this drunk king Ben-Hadad sends out.
Y este rey borracho se
and they told him, saying, there are men come out of Samaria.
Y dice, hay hombres saliendo de Samaria.
And he said, if they've come out for peace, take them alive.
Y dice, si salen por paz, toman los vivos.
Or if they come out for war, take them alive.
O si salen por guerra, tomen los vivos.
So these young men of the princes of the provinces came out of the city.
So estos jóvenes salieron de la ciudad.
And the army followed them.
Y el ejército los siguió.
And they slew every one his man.
Mataron cada uno su hombre.
And the Syrians fled.
Y los asirios se huyeron.
And Israel pursued them.
Y Israel los persiguió.
And Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, escaped on a horse.
Y Ben-Hadad se huyó en un caballo.
And the king of Israel went out and smote the horses and the chariots.
Y el rey de Israel salió y mató a los caballos.
He slew the Syrians with a great slaughter.
Y las carretas y a los asirios con una gran batalla.
And the prophet came to the king of Israel.
Y el profeta vino al rey de Israel.
He said, go strengthen yourself.
Dice, ve, fortalécete.
And mark and see what you do.
Y marca y a ver lo que puedes hacer.
For at the return of the year, the king of Syria will come up against you.
Porque en un año el rey va a venir para atrás.
And so then the servants of the king of Syria began to brag.
Entonces los siervos de Siria empiezan a presumir.
Their gods are the gods of the hills.
Sus dioses son los dioses de las montañas.
That's why they were stronger than us.
Y es por eso que estaban más fuertes.
But let us fight against them in the plain.
Pero vamos a pelear con ellos en lo plano.
And surely we're going to be stronger than them.
Entonces ahí seguramente ganaremos.
And do this thing, take the kings away.
Hagan esto, llévense a los reyes.
Take every man out of his place.
Llevan cada uno de su lugar.
And put captains in their rooms.
Y ponga capitanes en los cuartos.
Verse 26, and it came to pass
y vino a suceder
that Ben-Hadad numbered the Syrians,
que Ben-Hadad contó a los sirios,
and went up to Aphek,
y salió a Aphek
to fight against Israel,
a pelear contra Israel.
And the children of Israel were numbered and were all present.
Y los de Israel estaban contados y presentes.
And they went out against them.
Y salieron en contra de ellos.
But the Syrians filled all the country.
Pero los asirios llenaron todo el país.
There came a man of God and spake unto the king of Israel and said,
y vino un hombre de Dios y habló con el rey.
Thus saith the word of God.
Así dice la palabra.
Because the Syrians have said the Lord is God of the hills.
Porque el asirio ha dicho que tu Dios es Dios de las montañas.
But he is not a God of the valley.
Pero no es el Dios del valle.
Therefore will I deliver all this great multitude into thy hand.
Entonces por eso entregaré esta multitud en tu mano.
And ye shall know that I am the Lord.
Y tú sabrás que yo soy el Señor.
So they pitched over against them 7 days.
Estaban con ellos 7 días.
And it was so that in the 7th day the battle was joined.
Y pasó que en 7 días la batalla empezó.
And the children of Israel slew of the Syrians 100,000 footmen in 1 day.
Y Israel, el pueblo, la nación de Israel mató a 100,000 personas en un día.
But the rest fled to Aphek.
Y los demás se escaparon.
Into the city.
A la ciudad.
And there a wall fell upon 27,000 of the men that were left.
Y ahí una pared se cayó sobre 27,000 personas.
And Ben-Hadad fled.
Y Ben-Hadad huyó.
And came into the city.
Y vino a la ciudad.
Into an inner chamber.
A un lugar un profundo.
Now this moment, after 125,000 of the adversary were killed.
En este momento, después de 125,000 personas que fueron matadas.
And all of the Assyrians began to flee.
Y todos los asirios empezaron a huir.
And this manipulative leader has finally found a place to hide out.
Y este rey que está manipulando ahora tiene un lugar donde se esconde.
Ahab has won the victory because God is hacked off at his adversary.
Acaba ganado la victoria porque Dios estaba enojado con su adversario.
But this is going to be a test for Ahab.
Pero este va a ser una prueba para Acab.
And the question is this.
Y la pregunta es esta.
Ahab.
Acab.
Can you finish what you started?
¿Podrás terminar lo que empezaste?
This moment is not a moment for mercy.
Este no es un momento para la misericordia.
This king that is hiding.
Este rey que está escondido.
He wants your wives.
Quiere a tu esposa.
He wants your children.
Quiere a tus hijos.
He wants everything that you value.
Quiere todo lo que tú valoras.
He's not going to be satisfied.
Él no va a estar satisfecho.
Until he finds what you love.
Hasta que encuentra lo que tú.
And he takes it from you.
Y te lo quita de ti.
And if you let him live,
y si tú lo dejas que él viva,
he's going to come back one day.
Él va a regresar un día.
Ahab, nobody else can fight this battle for
Acab,
you.
Nadie más puede pelear esta
you
batalla.
Have to be willing.
Tú tienes que estar dispuesto.
Somebody say, I have to be willing.
Alguien diga, yo tengo que estar dispuesto.
Finish what I started.
Terminar lo que empecé.
Did anybody come tonight with a made-up mind?
¿Habrá alguien aquí que tiene la decisión?
I will not be satisfied.
No voy a estar satisfecho.
Until Ben-Hadad is dead.
Hasta que Ben-Hadad está muerto.
I will not be satisfied.
No estaré satisfecho.
With a partial victory.
Con una parte de la victoria.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
You're going to have to fight this battle.
Tú tendrás que pelear esta batalla.
You're going to have to keep pressing forward.
Tú tendrás que seguir avanzando.
You're going to have to run your adversary out of town.
Tú vas a tener que sacar a tu adversario.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
In the process of time.
En el proceso del tiempo.
Ahab is in a place.
Acab está en un lugar.
Where he can overtake his adversary.
Donde él puede tener victoria a su adversario.
And he can completely destroy.
Y puede completamente destruir.
The one that has been persecuting and manipulating him.
El que lo ha estado persiguiendo y manipulando.
But this adversary is very cunning and crafty.
Pero este adversario es muy astuto.
Nobody can be motivated like you can be motivated.
Nadie puede ser motivado como tú puedes ser motivado.
To completely destroy.
Para completamente destruir.
Your adversary.
Tu adversario.
So Ben-Hadad begins to negotiate with him.
So Ben-Hadad empieza a negociar con él.
He's backed into a corner.
Está en una esquina.
Ahab is not a finisher.
Acab no es un terminador.
And so Ben-Hadad tells him, he said, the cities which my father took from thy father.
So Ben-Hadad dijo, las ciudades que te quitamos.
I'll give them back to you.
Te las daré para atrás.
And thou shalt make streets for thee in Damascus.
Y ustedes harán ciudades en Damasco.
As my father made in Samaria.
Como mi padre hizo en Samaria.
Now he's in a place where he begins to negotiate.
Ahora está en un lugar donde empieza a negociar.
He's not threatening what belongs to Ahab anymore.
No está amenazando lo que pertenece a Ahab.
But now he is beginning to negotiate the return of things that were stolen.
Pero ahora está empezando a negociar el regreso de lo todo que fue quitado.
Because your adversary,
porque tu adversario,
understands that this may be a short-term loss.
Entiende que esta es una pérdida ahorita.
But I'm still looking for a long-term gain.
Pero aún quiero una victoria en adelante.
Because your adversary,
porque tu adversario,
is in it till the finish.
Está para hasta el final.
He's in it to win it.
Está para ganarlo.
He's in it to stand at the very end of the equation.
Él empezó para estar parado en el final.
And so he begins to negotiate with Ahab.
So él empieza a negociar con Acab.
Ahab says, I will send thee away with this covenant.
Acab dice, yo te voy a mandar con este pacto.
He said, the negotiation that you have put on my desk.
Dice, la negociación que tú pusiste en mi escritorio.
I'm willing to sign it.
Estoy dispuesto a firmarlo.
I'm willing to put my autograph on it.
Estoy dispuesto a poner mi firma ahí.
And I'm willing to send you away with this covenant.
Y estoy dispuesto a dejarte ir con este pacto.
So Ahab makes a contract with his adversary.
So Ahab hace un contrato con su enemigo.
But can I tell you tonight that you cannot make a deal with the devil?
Pero te digo esta noche, no puedes hacer un trato con el diablo.
You cannot sign a pact.
No puedes firmar un contrato con el diablo.
He is not in it for fun.
Él no está aquí para diversión.
This is not some game you're playing on Instagram.
Esto no es un juego que juegas.
This is not just a dollar you're throwing into a hat.
Esto no es un dólar que avientas en una cachucha.
He's been doing this for a long time.
Él lo ha hecho por mucho tiempo.
He knows the tendency of humanity.
Él sabe los costumbres de la humanidad.
He knows that if he can get you to take one step back.
Él sabe que si tomas un paso para atrás.
It may seem like a small compromise today.
Tal vez es un compromiso pequeño ahorita.
But before it's over.
Pero antes que se termine.
He can have your marriage.
Él podrá tener tu matrimonio.
He can have your babies.
Él podrá quitarte el bebé.
Do not think that it's a small thing.
No pienses que es algo pequeño.
That as soon as Ahab was willing,
que en cuanto Acab estaba dispuesto,
to concede some things,
de dejar ir unas cosas,
he immediately sent the negotiators back.
Inmediatamente mandó a los negociantes.
To say, okay, you're willing to give up these things.
Para decir, okay, estás dispuesto a dejar esto.
He said, I'm sending my servants into your house, you coward.
Estoy mandando mis siervos a tu casa, cobarde.
And he said, I want everything that you value.
Y dice, yo quiero todo lo que tú valoras.
Because his objective,
porque su objetivo,
is to steal,
es robar,
and to kill,
y matar,
and to destroy,
y destruir.
He doesn't want your vineyard to cultivate.
Él no quiere que tu viña cultive.
He doesn't want your vineyard to actualize.
Él no quiere que tu viña actualice.
He wants your family to ravage it.
Él quiere que tu familia se
pierda. He wants your marriage to destroy it.
Él quiere matrimonio para destruirlo.
He wants your babies to kill them.
Él quiere tus bebés para matarlos.
You cannot negotiate with him.
Tú no puedes negociar con él.
You cannot give ground to him.
Tú no le puedes dar territorio a él.
You cannot make concession to him.
Tú no puedes hacer compromiso.
So Ahab's playing a game.
So Acab está jugando un juego.
And it's going to cost him everything.
Y le va a costar todo.
A certain man of the sons of the prophets said to his neighbor in the word of the Lord.
Un hombre de los profetas le dijo a su vecino.
Smite me, I pray thee.
Dice, mátame, oro.
And the man refused to smite him.
Y el hombre no lo quiso matar.
Then said he unto him, because thou hast not obeyed the voice of the Lord.
Y él dijo, porque no obedeciste la voz del Señor.
As soon as you are departed from me,
en cuanto te vas de aquí,
a lion shall slay thee.
Un león te matará.
And as soon as he was departed, a lion found him and slew him.
Y en cuanto se fue, un león lo encontró.
Then he found another man and said, "Smite me, I pray thee."
Y luego encontró otro hombre y dijo, "Mátame."
And the man smote him so that in smiting he wounded him.
Y el hombre lo hirió, pero no lo mató.
So the prophet departed and waited for the king by the way.
So el profeta se fue y se encontró al rey.
And he disguised himself with ashes upon his face.
Y se disfrazó con cenizas.
And as the king passed by, he cried unto the king.
Y cuando el rey pasó, clamó al rey.
And said, "Your servant went out into the midst of the battle."
Y dijo, "Tu siervo viene a la batalla."
And behold, a man turned aside and brought a man to me.
Y vino un hombre y me lo trajo a mí.
And said, "Keep this man if by any means he be missing."
Digo, traigan este hombre si es perdido.
"Then shall thy life be for his life."
Entonces tu vida será por su vida.
"Or else pay a talent of silver."
O paga dinero.
"And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone."
Y mientras tu servio estaba ocupado aquí acá, ya no estaba.
"And the king said, so shall his judgment be."
El rey dijo, así será su juicio.
"Thyself has decided it."
Tú lo has decidido.
"And he hastened and took the ashes away from his face."
Y se apuró y se quitó las cenizas.
"And the king of Israel discerned him that he was of the prophets."
Y el rey de Israel se dio cuenta que era un profeta.
"And he said unto him."
Y le dijo a él.
"Thus saith the Lord."
Así dice el Señor.
"Because thou hast let go of thy hand a man whom I appointed to utter destruction."
Porque has dejado del hombre que no lo mataste.
"Therefore thy life shall go for his life."
Entonces tu vida será por la vida de él.
"And thy people for his people."
Y tu pueblo por el pueblo de él.
"And the king of Israel went to his house heavy and displeased."
Y el rey de Israel fue a su casa pesado.
"And came unto Samaria."
Y vino a Samaria.
Before this story is over,
antes que se acabe esta historia,
it's going to cost Ahab his marriage.
Le va a costar a Acab su matrimonio.
It's going to cost him his children.
Le va a costar sus hijos.
And it's even going to cost him his very life.
Y le va a costar hasta su propia vida.
And the simple fact is this.
Y el hecho simple es esto.
That Ahab was not in it to win it.
Acab no estaba para ganarlo.
That Ahab was not in it for complete victory.
Acab no estaba dentro para la victoria completa.
Ahab was always looking for a shortcut.
Acab siempre estaba buscando el corto camino.
He was always looking for an easier path.
Siempre estaba buscando un camino más fácil.
Jesus talks about a man who thought this way.
Jesús habla de un hombre que pensaba así.
He talked about a man who is going to build a tower.
Habló de un hombre que iba a construir una torre.
Who must first sit down and count the cost.
Que primero se tiene que sentar y contar el costo.
Jesus is constantly looking back at the Old Testament.
Jesús constantemente está mirando al Antiguo Testamento.
And I believe that when Jesus is using this story,
y yo creo que cuando Jesús está usando esta historia,
he's looking at the passage in Isaiah chapter 5.
Está mirando el pasaje en Isaías 5.
Where a man plants a vineyard.
Donde un hombre planta una viña.
And he puts a watchtower in the middle of the vineyard.
Y pone una torre en medio de esa viña.
Jesus says, if you're going to have a vineyard,
y Jesús dice, si vas a tener una viña,
you have to be willing to count the cost.
Tienes que estar dispuesto a contar el costo.
For what it will take to build a tower.
Para lo que va a costar poner una torre.
Can I tell you tonight?
Te puedo decir esta noche.
That a lot of times,
que muchas veces,
when we think about counting the cost,
cuando pensamos de contando el costo,
we evaluate the actual cost of doing the work.
Evaluamos el costo de hacer la obra.
And Jesus says,
y Jesús dice,
that if a man's going to build a tower,
si un hombre va a construir una torre,
that if he's going to start to build the tower,
y si va a empezar a construir la torre,
he has to have the resource,
él tiene que tener los recursos,
to finish building the tower,
para terminar esa torre.
But a lot of times when people are counting the cost,
pero muchas veces cuando cuentan los costos,
they're asking themselves the question,
están haciendo la pregunta,
can I build the tower,
podré construir la torre,
with the time and the resource that I have,
con el tiempo y los recursos que tengo.
But the question that they are not asking,
pero la pregunta que no hacen,
is what will be the cost,
es que será el costo,
if I never build the tower.
Si nunca construyo la torre.
It's easy to ask yourself the question.
Es fácil hacer la pregunta.
Am I going to have time to build it?
¿Tendré el tiempo de hacerlo?
Am I going to have time to build the prayer life?
¿Tendré el tiempo de la oración?
Am I going to have time to build the consecration
life? ¿Tendré el tiempo para la consagración?
Am I going to have time to do the work?
¿Tendré el tiempo para hacer la obra?
But what very few people ever stop and ask themselves,
pero los que poco paran y preguntan,
is what will be the cost?
¿Qué será el costo?
To my family.
Para mi familia.
If I never start the project.
Si nunca empiezo el proyecto.
What will be the cost to my family?
¿Qué será el costo para mi familia?
If I never build a tower.
Si nunca construyo la torre.
What will be the cost to my family?
¿Qué será el costo de mi familia?
If I never build the prayer life.
Si nunca hago la vida de oración.
It's easy to stop and say, well, I'll let somebody else build the tower.
Es fácil parar y decir que voy a dejar que alguien más lo construya.
Because I don't have the time to build a prayer life.
Porque no tengo el tiempo de hacer la oración.
Because my work is too busy.
Porque mi trabajo es mucho.
Because my entertainment is too important.
Porque mi entretenimiento es muy importante.
Because I'm a grown man, but I still like playing video games.
Porque soy un hombre crecido, pero me gustan los
juegos. And I like hiding away in the basement.
Y me gusta esconderme en el sótano.
And losing myself in entertainment.
Y perdiéndome en el entretenimiento.
I counted the cost.
Cuento el costo.
And I'll never build the prayer life.
Y yo voy a construir la vida.
I'll never really be faithful to the house of God.
Yo nunca realmente seré fiel.
And so you say, well, I did what Jesus said and I counted the cost.
Y dices, hice lo que dijo Jesús y
conté
el costo.
The problem is you never counted the cost.
El problema es que nunca contaste
of
el
what
costo
would happen to your family.
De lo que iba a suceder con tu
if
familia.
You never built the tower.
Si nunca construyes la torre.
If you never built the prayer life.
Si nunca haces la oración.
If you never committed yourself to the things of God.
Si nunca te comprometes a las cosas de Dios.
What is it going to cost?
¿Qué va a costar?
People who go and get the book,
las personas que agarran el libro,
they buy the Bible,
compran la Biblia,
they get the Bible study outline,
tienen el estudio bíblico,
but they never teach a Bible study.
Pero nunca enseñan un estudio.
You started,
lo empezaste,
but you never finished.
Pero nunca lo terminaste.
You never brought it to a place of completion.
Nunca lo terminaste.
There was never a place where the rubber met the road.
Nunca hubo un lugar donde realmente sucedió.
You made the commitment to go to the prayer meeting.
Hiciste el compromiso de ir a la oración.
But you didn't prioritize the 6 o'clock time slot on Saturday night.
Pero no lo priorizaste en tu tiempo.
Because a lot of other things were important.
Porque muchas otras cosas eran importantes.
And you put it off for another week.
Y lo pusiste para la otra semana.
And another week became another month.
Y otra semana se convirtió en
un mes.
And another
month became another year.
Y otro mes en un año.
You prioritized staying at home during COVID.
Priorizaste quedarte en la casa durante el COVID.
And you come to church when it's convenient.
Y vienes a la casa cuando te conviene.
But you never really bought into commitment to the things of God.
Pero nunca has comprado completamente.
I've come to remind you tonight.
Yo te vengo a acordar esta noche.
That there is a price tag.
Que hay un precio.
Associated with never making the commitment.
Asociado con nunca haciendo el compromiso.
And you have no idea what it's going to cost you.
Y no tienes idea lo que te va a costar.
To not come to the prayer meeting.
De no venir a la oración.
To not build the altar.
De no construir el altar.
To not buy into the commitment to the things of God.
De no comprometer el compromiso de Dios.
To never teaching the Bible study.
De nunca enseñar el estudio.
To never becoming a soul winner.
De nunca ganar almas.
Praise God. Praise God. Ahab was playing this game in the spirit.
Acab estaba jugando un juego en el espíritu.
He was not taking seriously.
No lo estaba tomando en serio.
How invested his adversary was.
Qué tan invertido estaba su adversario.
How committed his adversary was.
Qué tan comprometido estaba su adversario.
Praise God. This business of the kingdom of God is multi-generational.
Este negocio del reino es muchas generaciones.
There's always an older man and a group of younger men that are doing the fighting.
Siempre hay un grupo de ancianos y jóvenes peleando.
Even Moses.
Hasta Moisés.
In Deuteronomy chapter 31.
En Deuteronomio capítulo 31.
Says this.
Dijo esto.
I can no longer go out and come in among the people.
Yo ya no puedo salir y entrar en el pueblo.
What he was saying was, I can no longer finish what I start.
Lo que estaba diciendo es ya no puedo terminar lo que empiezo.
Because I'm at a point in my life.
Porque estoy en un punto en mi vida.
Where my time is limited.
Donde mi tiempo es limitado.
And it's about to run out.
Y ya se va a acabar.
Because a good man is going to count the cost.
Porque el hombre bueno va a contar el costo.
But fortunately for Moses.
Pero afortunadamente para Moisés.
In his youth.
En su juventud.
He was intentional.
Tenía intención.
Moses had already counted the cost.
Moisés ya había contado el costo.
Concerning finishing what he started.
De terminar lo que él empezó.
Moses laid his hands on the 70.
Moisés puso sus manos sobre los 70.
Moses had Joshua and Caleb.
Moisés tenía a Josué y a Caleb.
And when Moses could no longer finish what he started.
Y cuando Moisés no podía terminar lo que él empezó.
When he could no longer wield the sword.
Cuando ya no podía cargar la espada.
When he could no longer establish the law.
Cuando no podía establecer la ley.
When he could no longer enforce the standard.
Cuando ya no podía enforzar las reglas.
When he could no longer hold up the word of God.
Cuando ya no podía levantar la palabra. palabra de Dios.
And when he could no longer take territory for the kingdom of God,
y cuando ya no podía tomar territorio para
el reino, he had young men,
tenía jóvenes,
who were already prepared,
que ya estaban preparados.
He had young men,
tenía jóvenes,
who were already emboldened,
que ya estaban listos.
He had young men,
tenía jóvenes,
who had already made a commitment,
que ya habían hecho un compromiso.
At the end of this journey,
al final de este viaje,
I'm going to be praying the prayer.
Voy a estar orando la oración.
I'm going to be fasting.
Voy a estar ayunando.
I'm going to be teaching Bible
studies. Voy a estar enseñando el estudio.
And when Moses could no longer finish,
y cuando Moisés no podía terminar,
he had young men who stood up,
tenía jóvenes que se pararon,
and said, "We'll stand."
Y dijeron, "Nos pararemos."
When you can't stand,
cuando tú no te puedes parar,
we'll fight.
Pelearemos.
When you can't fight,
cuando no puedes pelear,
we'll pray.
Vamos a orar.
When you can't pray,
cuando tú no puedes orar,
when Moses' hands got weak,
cuando las manos de Moisés
there
se
was another generation,
había otra generación,
who said, "We'll hold up the hands,"
que dijo, "Levantamos las manos,"
of the man of God,
del hombre de Dios,
and do the heavy lifting,
y hacer la carga.
You know what they were saying?
¿Sabes lo que estaban diciendo?
Moses,
Moisés,
we will finish,
terminaremos
what you started,
lo que empezaste.
Yeah, maybe you won't go into the
sí,
land of
tal
promise,
vez no vas a la promesa,
but we'll go in,
pero vamos a entrar,
we'll fight the giants,
y vamos a pelear los
we'll
gigantes,
take territory,
y tomar el territorio.
We're going to finish what you started.
Terminaremos lo que empezamos.
Moses said, "I can no longer."
Moisés dijo, "Ya no puedo."
Go out.
Salir.
And come back in.
Y entrar.
This phrase is used throughout the scripture.
Esta frase la usan en la Biblia.
And there is an interdependence generationally.
Y hay una dependencia entre las generaciones.
This was actually King Solomon's prayer.
Esta era la oración de Salomón.
When the time came for him to take the throne.
Cuando vino que él tomara el trono.
He said, "God,
dijo Dios,
teach me."
Enséñame.
If you're a young man, I want you to say that, "Teach me."
Si eres un joven, dilo, enséñame.
He said, "God, teach me how to go out."
Di Dios, enséñame cómo salir.
But also to come back in.
Pero también enséñame a regresar de nuevo.
Among the people.
Entre el pueblo.
Because I'm young.
Porque soy joven.
He knew how to go out.
Él sabía cómo salir.
But he didn't know how to come back again.
Pero no sabía cómo entrar de nuevo.
He was saying, "God, I don't yet know how to finish what I start."
Estaba diciendo, "Dios, yo no sé cómo terminar lo que empiezo."
The blessing of the people of God.
La bendición del pueblo de Dios.
Is this?
Es esta.
In Deuteronomy chapter 28.
En Deuteronomio 28.
They will be blessed when going out.
Serán bendecidos cuando salen.
But they will also be blessed when coming in.
Pero también cuando entran.
It's not just the will of God.
No es solo la voluntad de Dios.
To bless what you start.
Que bendice lo que hagas.
But it's the will of God.
Pero es la voluntad de Dios.
To bless what you finish.
Que bendiga lo que tú terminas.
Psalms chapter 107.
Salmo 107.
Talks about they that go down to the sea in ships.
Habla de los que salen al mar.
That do business in great waters.
Y hacen negocios en grandes aguas.
They leave the house.
Se van de la casa.
They go out into the spirit world.
Salen al mundo espiritual.
They reel to and fro like a drunken man.
Están volteados como un
hombre borracho. They are at their wits' end.
Están al final, ya no pueden más.
And they cry out to God.
Y claman a Dios.
In their trouble.
En sus problemas.
In their distress.
En su tribulación.
But the God that blessed their going out.
Pero el Dios que los bendijo cuando salieron.
Is the God that brings them back to their desired haven.
A su lugar deseado.
I've come to preach to somebody
predicar
tonight
a alguien esta noche
and tell you that God wants to bless your going
y decir
out.
Que Dios quiere bendecir cuando salgas.
But God also wants to bless your coming in
pero
again.
También te quiere bendecir cuando regreses.
Praise God. Psalms chapter 121.
Salmo 121.
The psalmist said.
El salmista dice.
The God, your Lord,
el Dios,
shall preserve your going out,
preservará tu salida,
and thy coming in.
Y cuando regreses para dentro.
Can I tell a mama here tonight?
Le podré decir una madre.
That God may have blessed you going out.
Que Dios tal vez te bendijo cuando saliste.
But in the process of time.
Pero en el proceso del tiempo.
You started questioning.
Tú empezaste a dudar.
Whether or not God was going to finish it.
Si Dios iba a terminarlo.
The God that blessed you going out.
El Dios que bendijo cuando saliste.
Is the same God.
Él es el mismo Dios.
That's going to bless you coming back in.
Que te bendecirá cuando regreses.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
The thing that makes a good mama.
Lo que hace una buena mamá.
The thing that makes a good daddy.
Lo que hace un buen papá.
The thing that makes a good Bible study teacher.
Lo que hace un buen estudio bíblico.
The thing that makes a good soul winner.
Lo que hace a alguien que gana buenas almas.
is how they finish what they start.
Es cómo terminan lo que empezaron.
It's not even so much about how you start.
No es de cómo empezaste.
All of the stumbling.
No, todos los tropezos.
All of the struggling.
Todas las batallas.
All of the mistakes you make while you're a young person.
Los errores que hiciste en tu juventud.
And you're trying to figure life out.
Y estás queriendo averiguar la vida.
All the times that you come down to the altar and repent again.
Todas las veces que vienes al altar y te arrepientes.
And the enemy comes against you.
Y el enemigo viene contra ti.
And he begins to push back at you.
Y empieza a pujar contra ti.
And he begins to tell you.
Y te empieza a decir.
That because of the mistakes that you've made.
Que por los errores que has hecho.
God can't finish it.
Dios no lo puede terminar.
The way he started it.
De la manera que lo empezó.
But the devil is a liar.
Pero el diablo es mentiroso.
That's the spirit of Ben-Hadad.
Es el espíritu de Ben-Hadad.
That wants to steal the promise of God.
Que quiere robar la promesa de Dios.
God who blessed your going out.
Dios que bendijo cuando saliste.
Is the same God.
Es el mismo Dios.
Who's going to bless your coming back again.
Que te va a bendecir cuando regreses.
Praise God. You have to learn.
Tienes que aprender.
To find validation.
De encontrar afirmación.
In finishing.
En terminar.
I'm not just saying finishing so that people see you got the job done.
No solo digo termina porque vean que lo terminaste.
But I'm talking about the finishing.
Pero estoy hablando de terminar.
That after you've taught the Bible study.
Que después que enseñaste el estudio.
After you preached the sermon.
Después que predicaste esa predicación.
After people got the Holy Ghost.
Después que recibieron el Espíritu.
After the lights are off.
Después que las luces están apagadas.
And the door is closed.
Y las puertas cerradas.
And everybody went home.
Y todos se fueron a la casa.
When you're all by yourself.
Cuando estás tú solo.
And you're driving down the road,
y estás caminando por la calle,
and nobody else is present
y nadie
with you,
está ahí presente,
that you still look up at the heavens,
que aún miras a los cielos,
and you talk to God,
y hablas con Dios,
because you love him,
porque lo amas,
not because anybody's watching,
no porque alguien te está mirando,
not because anybody's going to pat you on the back,
no porque alguien te va a dar apoyo ahí,
but because you're infatuated,
porque estás obsesivo,
with knowing him,
con conociendo a Dios,
and bringing glory to him,
y trayéndole gloria a él.
I'm talking about the attitude.
Estoy hablando de la actitud
of a finisher.
De alguien que termina.
Not somebody talking.
No alguien que habla.
But somebody finishing.
Pero un terminador.
Praise God. It's not how good of a party you throw.
No es la fiesta que tienes.
It's about what it looks like when nobody's there and everybody's gone.
Es de cómo se mira cuando ya no está nadie allí.
Praise God. God focuses on this with his leaders.
Dios se enfoca en esto con sus líderes.
Numbers chapter 27 and verse 17.
Números 27 y 17.
Who will go out and come in before them?
¿Quién saldrá y regresará?
And who will lead them out and bring them in?
¿Y quién los guiará y los traerá para atrás?
So that the congregation of the Lord will not be like sheep which have no shepherd.
Para que la congregación no sean como ovejas perdidas.
God is concerned.
Dios está preocupado.
With his people.
Con su pueblo.
With his kingdom.
Con su reino.
Not just about how you start.
No solamente cómo empiezas.
But how you finish.
Pero cómo lo terminas.
He said, when I'm looking for a leader.
Él dice, cuando yo busco un líder.
I'm looking for somebody who finishes what they start.
Busco a alguien que termina lo que empieza.
I'm not looking for somebody to take a group out into the wilderness.
No busco a alguien que termina el grupo afuera.
And then when the wind starts to blow.
Y cuando empieza a soplar el viento.
They leave.
Se van.
Because somebody paid them a little bit of money and they're just a hireling.
Porque alguien les pagó un dinero y nomás
son siervos. He said, but when I'm looking for somebody to lead my people.
Pero cuando busco a un líder yo.
I'm looking for somebody that can take them out.
Busco a alguien que los puede sacar.
And bring them in again.
Y traerlos para atrás.
Take them out into the wilderness.
Sacarlos al desierto.
And bring them back to the stall.
Y traerlos para adentro.
Praise God. It's the ultimate test of leadership.
Es la prueba de los líderes.
Going out is one part.
Saliendo es una parte.
But coming back is the true test.
Pero regresando es la prueba real.
Foreign kings use this phrase.
Los reyes hacen esto, dicen esto.
When making allegiances.
Cuando hacen alianzas.
1 Samuel 29 and 6.
Primera de Samuel 29.
Then Achish called David and said to him.
Luego Achish le dijo a David.
As the Lord lives.
Así como vive el Señor.
You have been upright.
Tú has sido recto.
And you're going out.
Y tú sales.
And you're coming in with me.
Y cuando entras.
In the army are pleasing in my sight.
Y tu ejército me agrada.
For I have not found evil in you from the day of your coming to me to this day.
Porque no he encontrado maldad en tu venida desde este día.
even pagan kings,
hasta reyes paganos,
acknowledge how important it is,
pueden reconocer la importancia,
that you go out and come in again,
que salgas y regreses.
Young leaders pray that God help them learn to do this.
Líderes jóvenes oran para esto.
And the people of God are paying attention.
Y el pueblo de Dios está poniendo atención.
2 Samuel chapter 5 and verse 2.
Segunda de Samuel 5 versículo 2.
The people are talking to David.
El pueblo está hablando a David.
And they say previously.
Y dicen anterior.
When Saul was king over us.
Cuando Saúl era rey.
You were the one.
Tú eras el que.
Who led Israel out.
Guiaste Israel para afuera.
And in.
Y para adentro.
And the Lord said to you.
Y el Señor te dijo a ti.
You will shepherd my people Israel.
Tú serás el pastor de mi pueblo.
And you will be a ruler over Israel.
Y tú serás un líder sobre este pueblo.
It's not just the vow that you make in the altar.
No solo es un pacto que haces en el
it's
altar.
It's the discipline to follow through.
Es la disciplina para seguirlo.
All the way to the finish line.
Hasta la final.
David finished the lion.
David terminó la
he
batalla.
He finished the bear.
Él terminó
he finished Goliath.
Él terminó a Goliat.
Praise God. That's what gave him the qualification.
Es lo que le dio la calificación.
To be the king.
Para ser el rey.
He drove out evil spirits.
Él sacó a los malos espíritus.
He brought Israel out to battle.
Sacó a Israel a la batalla.
He brought her all the way out to the borders of her inheritance.
Los llevó hasta la frontera de su herencia.
And because his hands were bloody.
Y porque sus manos estaban llenos de sangre.
God wouldn't let him build the house.
Dios no le dejó construir la casa.
But he wasn't satisfied.
Pero no estaba satisfecho.
Just to possess the land.
Solamente poseer la tierra.
But he filled up the treasury.
Pero llenó el tesoro.
With gold.
Con oro.
To pay for it.
Para pagarlo.
When his son Solomon would build it.
Cuando su hijo Salomón lo
construiría. He charged Solomon to do the work.
Él le dijo a Salomón que haga
la obra. And he charged him.
Y le dijo a él.
To finish.
Que lo terminara.
The Spartan women would tell their sons.
Las mujeres de Esparta le decían a sus hijos.
That they trained for battle.
Que entrenaban para la batalla.
Come home carrying your shield.
Vengan a la casa con su escudo.
Or being carried on it.
O cargado en tu escudo.
But do not dishonor the family.
Pero no deshonres la familia.
The greatest honor that you can provide.
El honor más grande que puedes proveer.
Is to come home in victory.
Regreses en victoria.
But second to that.
Pero segundo a eso.
If you can't win the battle.
Si no puedes ganar la batalla.
Then let them bring you home on your shield.
Entonces que te traigan en tu escudo.
But either way.
Pero sin embargo.
Don't just go out.
No nomás salgas.
Make sure you come back again.
Asegúrate que regreses.
Can I tell a young person tonight?
Le podré decir a un joven esta noche.
Stop talking about it.
No hables.
Everything you're going to do.
Todo lo que vas a hacer.
How great you're going to be in the kingdom of God.
Qué tan grande vas a ser en el reino.
And go and do it.
Ve y hazlo.
Be careful.
Ten cuidado.
When you develop a habit,
cuando desarrolles un hábito,
of talking about it a lot,
de hablar de esos mucho,
and not going out and doing it,
y no salir a hacerlo,
because you will learn to become affirmed,
porque aprenderás de ser afirmado,
by what you vow,
por lo que tú dices,
and not by what you finish,
y no por lo que terminas.
This is simple, Brother Warren.
Esto es simple, hermano Warren.
Everything we're doing around this house.
Todo lo que hacemos en esta casa.
We could stop short of finishing.
Podemos parar corto.
We had 600 some odd in the sanctuary on Sunday night.
Tuvimos 600 en el santuario.
What are we doing?
¿Qué estamos haciendo?
We're not negotiating.
No estamos negociando.
We're not negotiating with the adversary.
No estamos negociando con el adversario.
We are not negotiating about revival in the city of Birmingham.
No estamos negociando sobre el avivamiento en Birmingham.
I want it all.
Yo lo quiero todo.
I want the mayor of Birmingham.
Yo quiero el mayor
to sit
de Birmingham
in this sanctuary.
Que se siente en este santuario.
With tears running down his face.
Con lágrimas en su rostro.
And say I've never felt anything like this
y que
before.
Diga, no ha sentido nada como esto.
We're not negotiating.
No estamos negociando.
The enemy's been at work in this city for a long time.
El enemigo está obrando en esta ciudad por mucho
He's
tiempo.
Been pushing on families.
Ha estado empujando a las familias.
He's been prodding on marriages.
Ha estado empujando los
matrimonios. He's been pushing back at the youth group.
Ha estado empujando con los jóvenes.
The kingdom of heaven suffers violence.
El reino de Dios sufre violencia.
But the violent,
pero los violentos,
take it by force.
Lo arrebatan.
Not just about the vow you make.
No solo es el pacto que haces.
It's about how you finish what you start.
Es cómo terminas lo que empezaste.
I've got videos in my phone of backsliders.
Tengo videos en mi teléfono de los alejados.
Who have stood on this platform.
Que se han parado en la plataforma.
And sang incredible songs before God.
Y han cantado grandes canciones.
And the glory of God fell.
Y la gloria de Dios ha caído.
I'm telling you, I want the city of Birmingham.
Yo te digo, quiero la ciudad de Birmingham.
But I want every backslider.
Pero quiero toda persona.
I want every wayward person.
Que se ha alejado del camino.
I want all the spoils of war.
Quiero a todos los de la batalla.
I want. It's not because I'm stingy.
No es porque tengo
acodición. It's because God gets the glory.
Pero es porque Dios recibe la gloria.
When we punch the devil in the mouth.
Cuando golpeas al diablo.
Praise God. They talked about it on Sunday.
Hablaron el domingo.
And Saturday night.
Y el sábado.
He cried, Eli, Eli, lama sabathani.
Clamó, Eli, Eli, lama sabathani.
And then he said, it is finished.
Y luego dijo, consumado es.
He did not leave the work undone.
No dejó la obra sin terminar.
He did not leave it incomplete.
No lo dejó incompleto.
But the one that started salvation.
Pero el que empezó la salvación.
The one that started the fight.
El que empezó la batalla.
The princes of the world didn't even know who he was.
Los príncipes del mundo ni lo conocían.
They didn't understand what was at stake.
Ni sabían lo que estaba en el puesto.
Because the Bible says if the princes of the world had known that they had crucified the Lord of glory.
Porque la Biblia dice que ellos sabían que
crucificaron. They would have never driven the nails.
Ellos no lo hubieran crucificado.
You see, they started the conflict.
Ellos empezaron la batalla.
They were pushing against him.
Estaban empujando contra él.
But what they did not realize,
pero lo que no se dieron cuenta,
is that they were expediting the plan.
Es que estaban acelerando el plan.
That they were bringing the plan of God to fruition.
Estaban trayendo el plan de Dios a fruición.
The one who started the work is the one who finished the work.
El que empieza la obra es el que la va a terminar.
Praise God. Praise God. When Solomon got finished building the house.
Cuando Salomón terminó la casa.
The queen of Sheba came.
El rey de Sheba vino.
And she came down to see.
La reina vino y vino a mirar.
What had been built.
Lo que fue construido.
She had heard the rumor.
Ella escuchó el rumor.
About what God was building in 400 Roebuck Parkway.
De lo que Dios estaba construyendo en 400 Roebuck Parkway.
She heard the rumor.
Ella escuchó el rumor.
About the remodeling.
De la remodelación.
About the revival.
Del avivamiento.
About the going out and coming in.
De la salida y la entrada.
But she came to see it for herself.
Pero ella vino a verlo por sí mismo.
And she came and talked with the king.
Y vino y habló con el rey.
And she watched.
Y miró.
How the servants of the king went out.
Como los siervos salían.
And how they came in.
Y cómo ellos entraban.
She saw the beauty of the house.
Miró la hermosura de la casa.
She saw how he went up to the house of God.
Miró cómo él iba a la casa de Dios.
And how he came back again.
Y cómo regresaba para atrás.
And she said, it took my breath away.
Y ella dijo, me quitó el aliento.
She said, the half.
La mitad.
Has not been told.
Ni siquiera la contaron.
About the glory.
De la gloria.
About the splendor.
Del esplendor.
About the majesty.
De la majestad.
About the beauty.
De la hermosura.
She started unloading.
Ella empezó a descargar.
Her wealth.
Su riqueza.
Her riches.
Su dinero.
That's what God wants to do here.
Es lo que Dios quiere hacer aquí.
God wants to position us.
Dios nos quiere poseer en posición.
So that when the city shows up,
para que cuando venga la ciudad,
on every level,
en cada nivel,
what they see,
lo que ellos ven,
takes their breath away,
les quita el aliento.
When they come to the school,
cuando vienen a la escuela,
When they bring their babies to the school.
Cuando traen sus bebés a la escuela.
In the middle of a crazy world.
En medio de un mundo perdido.
That they sit there and listen to what's being taught.
Se sientan y escuchan la enseñanza.
And they see what's happening in development and nurture.
Y ven lo que pasa en el desarrollo.
And it takes their breath away.
Y lo sorprende.
When they come to the Sunday school program.
Cuando vienen al programa de la escuela dominical.
They send their kids to Sunday school.
Mandan sus niños a la escuela.
And they come home and say, "Mama, I got the Holy Ghost."
Y regresan y dicen, "Mamá, tengo el Espíritu."
God filled me with His Spirit.
Dios me llenó con su Espíritu.
That they say, "The half has not been told."
Que dicen, ni la mitad la han contado.
Brother Terrell, in that moment.
Hermano Terrell, en ese momento.
After the play.
Después de la drama.
When the coffee shop is full of people.
Cuando el café está lleno de personas.
And our wonderful coffee crew is running around making drinks.
Y el equipo está haciendo las bebidas.
In that moment.
En ese momento.
When the house is full.
Cuando la casa está llena.
And all of the parts are moving seamlessly and beautifully.
Las partes están moviendo juntas.
When they see us going out.
Cuando nos ven que estamos saliendo.
And coming in.
Y estamos entrando.
In that moment.
En ese momento.
There's a level of glory.
Hay un nivel de gloria.
And beauty.
Y hermosura.
And wonder.
Y esplendor.
And splendor.
Y maravilla.
I stood around and talked to people, Brother Terrell.
Yo me paré y hablé con personas.
They said this is a secret.
Estaban diciendo este es un secreto.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
It is the will of God.
Es la voluntad de Dios.
That every component of what God is doing in this place.
Que cada parte que Dios está haciendo en este lugar.
Has that level of excellence and tenga splendor.
Ese nivel de excelencia y esplendor y maravilla.
And beauty.
Y hermosura.
But it requires.
Pero requiere.
People that have the mindset.
Personas que tienen en la mente.
That what God has started here.
Que lo que Dios empezó aquí.
I'm going to be a participant.
Yo voy a ser un participante.
And helping to finish it.
En ayudar para terminarlo.
In my generation.
En mi generación.
In my day.
En mi día.
I am not interested.
Yo no estoy interesado.
In being a shooting star.
En siendo una estrella.
I am not interested.
Yo no soy interesado.
In having a moment of glory.
En teniendo un momento de gloria.
But everything that was started here.
Pero todo lo que se empezó aquí.
For another 15 to 20 years, if God tarries.
Por otros 15 o 20 años, si Dios se tarda.
It's going to require young men.
Va a requerir jóvenes.
That are willing to fight.
Que están dispuestos a pelear.
It's going to require leadership.
Va a requerir a líderes.
That is willing to finish.
Que está dispuesto a terminar.
Praise God. Praise God. You ready?
¿Están listos?
Ready to do the work?
¿Listos para hacer la obra?
Yeah. Young people, you ready?
Jóvenes, ¿están listos?
You going to be here in 10 years?
¿Van a estar aquí en 10 años?
Praise God. You going to finish? Yes, sir. All you have to do is go back and look at videos.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es mirar videos.
Of junior choir.
Del coro anterior.
5 years ago.
Hace 5 años.
10 years ago.
Hace 10 años.
Praise God. Got to be something on the inside.
Tiene que haber algo adentro.
That says I'm going to be here.
Que dice yo voy a estar aquí.
I'm going to be a finisher.
Voy a ser un terminador.
It starts with little things, Brother Dawson.
Empieza con cosas pequeñas.
Brother Bert, how many projects we start?
Hermano Bert, ¿cuántos proyectos empezamos?
The deck.
El patio.
The sod.
El sod.
The trim.
El trim.
Resurfacing the pews.
Terminando las bancas.
How many times?
¿Cuántas veces?
In a moment of inspiration.
En un momento de inspiración.
We start the project.
Empezamos el proyecto.
And then life happens.
Y luego la vida sucede.
And we get busy.
Y nos ocupamos.
It never gets finished.
Y nunca se termina.
God is calling people.
Dios está llamando al pueblo.
To finish.
Que terminen.
What God has put in you in potential.
Lo que Dios puso adentro de ti.
He wants to see the glory.
Él quiere ver la gloria.
He wants to see the dominion.
Él quiere ver el dominio.
He wants to see the authority and the power.
Quiere ver la autoridad y el poder.
Manifest.
Manifestado.
I listened to Brother Sutton last night in Coleman.
Escuché al obispo la última noche.
Walk through the Bible studies that he has taught.
Pasar a hablar de los estudios que él ha enseñado.
Over the last 35 to 40 years.
Sobre los últimos 35 o 40 años.
On average, 2 years per study.
En 2 años por estudio.
Some studies driving an hour.
Algunos estudios manejando una hora.
To get to the Bible study.
Para llegar al estudio.
And the multiple generations of people
y muchas generaciones
that are now living for God
que ahora están sirviendo a
because
Dios
of a man who made a commitment
porque un hombre quiso el compromiso
and a vow
y un pacto
to finish
para terminarlo
what he started.
Lo que empezó.
How many of you have a Bible study chart?
¿Cuántos tienen el cuaderno del estudio?
Raise your hand if you have an outline.
Levanten su mano si tienen el estudio.
Hands down. Raise your hand if you have an Xbox.
Levanten su mano si tienen un Xbox.
Hi. Hi.
Altas.
PlayStation.
Un PlayStation.
Wii.
Un Wii.
DS.
DS.
Hands high. If you have one of those, raise your hand.
Las manos alzadas si las tienen.
Raise your hand if you've won a soul yet.
Levanten su mano si han ganado un alma.
Make a commitment.
Hagan un compromiso.
I'm not going to have a season of my life.
No tendré una temporada en mi vida.
Where I'm not teaching a Bible study.
Donde no estoy enseñando un estudio.
It's a simple commitment.
Es un compromiso simple.
It's the fundamental mandate.
Es el mandato fundamental.
Of Christianity.
Del cristianismo.
But one of the things that Brother Sutton taught me at an early age.
Pero algo que me enseñó el obispo muy joven.
You need to have a Bible study going on every season of your life.
Tienes que enseñar un estudio cada día.
A vow, Brother Terrell.
Una promesa.
How many people do I encounter?
¿Cuántos yo me encuentro en el día?
How many potential Bible studies are there out there?
¿Cuántos estudios potenciales que hay en la vida?
Praise God. Well. This was a little different.
Esto es un poco diferente.
You never really know how it's going to play out.
Nunca sabes cómo va a suceder.
When you start the conversation.
Cuando empiezas la conversación.
But the Holy Ghost is calling us.
Pero el Espíritu nos está llamando.
Because to walk in the level of authority and dominion that God is calling us to.
Para caminar en el nivel de autoridad que Dios nos está llamando.
Is going to require that level of commitment.
Va a requerir ese nivel de compromiso.
Praise God. Let's all stand. Let's lift our hands to God for just a few moments.
Vamos
and let's just pray.
De pie y levantar las manos.
Holy Ghost, I pray that you would move in this place right now.
Espíritu,
oh
mueve en este lugar.
I pray that your spirit would begin to call.
Que tu espíritu empiece a llamar.
I pray that the anointing of God would move on every heart.
Pido que tu unción se mueva en cada corazón.
Mind, oh God, every spirit.
En mente y en espíritu.
I pray that you would begin to draw somebody to a place of consecration and commitment, God.
Que llames a un lugar a un nivel de consagración y compromiso.
I pray that you would order our steps and direct our paths,
yo
God.
Oro que guíes nuestros pasos, Señor.
As the praise team begins to sing tonight, I want you to go ahead and step out of the pew.
Mientras el coro
begin to make
cantar.
Your way down to the front and let's have a season of prayer for just a little, just a few moments tonight. Talk to God. God, I pray that you would put the spirit of a finisher, God, in the hearts and minds of each of us, Lord,
y almas de cada persona,
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
a level of determination, oh God,
un nivel de determinación,
and commitment, God,
y compromiso, Señor,
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Come on, if it's appropriate, take somebody by the hand and begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord.
Oh, great are you, Lord.
It's your breath.
Link up with somebody. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Be sensitive to the Spirit for just a moment. Come on, somebody ask God right now, what is the unfinished business in my life? What is the unfinished business in my life? What is unfinished in my family, God? Listen for just a few moments. Is Sister Corey still here? Dad, step to the front for just a moment. We have some precious elders in our church that have been involved in ministry for a long time. I want somebody to... Is anybody on Barnabas here? Anybody? Barnabas team member? Come and stand. I want you to stand in for Sister Corey tonight. What we need is we need young men and young women to get behind some of these elders that have been involved in ministry around our church for a long time and make a commitment. I'm going to be there. I said something a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't trying to recruit for the praise team, but I said, if you can sing, you need to join the praise team. What I'm saying is that every one of our young people need to begin to make a commitment to be involved in ministry. I want to see your hand, young person, if you are currently not teaching Sunday school or involved in some area of formal ministry. Raise your hand if you're not involved in ministry. Find a place to get connected to a ministry, to hold up the hands of one of these elders and say, I'm going to be here. I'm going to be here when the dust settles. It may be baking a cake, or it may be teaching a Sunday school class, or it may be taking out the trash, or whatever it is. But God is calling another generation to get into the arena and fight. And make a vow, I'm going to be here. You can count on me. Is that your prayer? Is that your commitment tonight? I'm going to be here when the dust settles. One more time, why don't you give God a hand clap of praise tonight? God, we worship you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your spirit that is here, oh God. Praise God. This weekend we're going to be in revival with Brother Bass. We are so excited to hear reports of what is happening overseas. Make sure that you invite somebody to the house of God this weekend. We're believing that God is going to fill somebody with the Holy Ghost. We currently have 50 people that have received the Holy Ghost, 39 that have been baptized in the name of Jesus. We give God the glory for that. We are looking forward this year to seeing God do things we've never seen Him do before. God bless you. Go in Jesus' name.